Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you Monday, May the 11th, 2020, 5/11/2020, 12 coming up on 13 minutes past the hour. Hey, we're on a little earlier this morning than we have been. I think the obituary report was under a minute this morning, and the news report was at about 3 minutes, so we're on a little earlier than we normally would be. Now, I hope everybody had the most fantastic Mother's Day weekend. It was a little chilly, but the weather was not horrible, except for that major storm that blew up yesterday for about 45 minutes, a half hour, and panicked people a little bit, but I don't think there was any major damage or anything that came from that storm, so that is a very good thing. So I hope everybody had the most wonderful Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a very interesting holiday or celebratory day here in this country because it's a day when we normally take mom out to eat. And obviously this year that was a little harder than it had been in years past with the restaurants not being open for sit down. But I did notice yesterday, and I heard back from a lot of other people, that a lot of restaurants that normally have sit down meals have a lot of cars in the parking lot. Now I'm assuming that this probably had to do with carry out, I would imagine. So I imagine there was a lot of carryout going on yesterday during this Mother's Day 2020? Mother 2020. Mother's Day 2020 might be a Mother's Day that we will always remember for these particular reasons. Now, it's I think it's going to be a day here because it is Monday morning, and as we all know, Monday morning is and can be a little strange. It is the kickoff to most people's work week. But you know, I really don't know during this whole COVID thing, is it the kickoff to people's work week? Are a lot of people able to go to work right now? I don't know how many people are back to work and how many people are not back to work. That number is very interesting to me. Now, this morning started off a little rough, I have to be honest, because of a lot of things, which I will get to here momentarily as we plug along here on this Monday morning. And by the way, if you're hearing any kind of, if you're hearing any kind of in and out on the radio, see, it's a Monday morning. For some reason, our program that relays our signal was having a little bit of problem there. But I can hear that we're back up and running now. So that's good. So here we are, Monday morning. And I hope everybody had a great time with their mother on Mother's Day and celebrated with mom, maybe in a little different way than they had in the past. So let's start running down the things that I want to talk about. Because to be honest with you, I've kind of got a whole laundry list here this morning of things that I want to talk about on this program. Now, the first thing is, and this just happened downstairs in the building we're in here, and I found this kind of funny, and I really don't know what the reason for it was, but I came in this morning, parked in the parking lot, and I came in the building, and usually there's nobody in the lobby downstairs. Usually the lobby's pretty clear, but this morning I was coming through the lobby, and there was a gentleman sitting by himself, an older gentleman, you know, probably over the age of 60 at least, and he was sitting in the lobby by himself, And I was passing by, and of course I didn't want to not say anything to this gentleman who was sitting down there alone. So I said, "Hey, how are you doing this morning?" Absolutely no response. Now, what's odd about this? I mean, that happens in life. Sometimes you say hello to people and they don't give you any response in passing. I don't know. Maybe sometimes they don't hear you. Maybe sometimes they don't recognize you. Maybe sometimes they just don't want to say hello. But what was particularly odd about this thing this morning, we were the only two people in the lobby. I was standing 2 feet from him. And you would think you could at least say good morning, which is pretty much all I said to him. I think it was just good morning. And he just totally skipped out on that. There was no good morning from him at all this morning. So I'm starting to wonder. Now, again, maybe he's having a bad morning. Maybe he's just not feeling very well. I don't want to pass any judgments on this guy who's down in the lobby here. But do you think our manners are what they used to be? It used to be people would go out of their way to say hello to you or good morning or whatever it was. Now, we certainly aren't going to shake people's hands now like we used to, and maybe we'll never shake people's hands again. I don't know. That whole thing might have totally gone by the wayside. But do you think our manners are a little more lax than maybe they were at one point in our life? I don't know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think? Do you think manners have become a thing of the past? I don't know. You know, it's okay. If the guy did not want to say hello this morning, that's fine. It just made for a little bit of an awkward moment. And it makes me think next time I walk into a building and it's just me and another person in the lobby, maybe I will not say hello. Don't want to bother the person. But maybe they weren't feeling well. There could be a myriad of reasons as to why this person did not want to say hello. But that's one of the ways the morning started this morning. Now, I do have to tell one of my favorite stories, or get on one of my favorite subjects here this morning, only for a minute, because this is not a huge story. But as you know, I like to talk about my little morning escapades to get my morning drink every morning, and the whole change issue that goes on there. Now, if you haven't heard about this before, basically what happens is I go every morning and get a large diet soda from pretty well the same place every morning, and the cost of it is $1.07, and sometimes I give them a dollar and a dime, and I don't get back any change. Sometimes I give them $10 and a dime, and they do give me back the change. It just seems to be as if whoever is working the window will determine if the change comes or not. Now, here's this morning's little update on this. I go this morning, and it's a younger girl working the window, and I order my beverage, and I get up to the window, and I give her a dollar and a dime, and remember, it's $1.07 for what I want. And there was a big, long pause. Such a big long pause that oddly enough, how should I say it? It was such a big long pause that I don't see. I gave her a dollar, a dime, and 2 cents. So I'm looking for a nickel back. Basically is what's happening here. So I'm looking for a dollar, a dime, and 2 pennies, and I wanted a nickel back. I gave her the money, and the pause was so long, she shut the window. Now, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to get the 5 cents back now. Before it had been 3 cents, now I figure I'm not going to get the 5 cents back at all. So I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and it got so long that all the cars in front of me had pulled away. You know, the cars that had been up at the window getting their food or drink or whatever they were doing, I think there were two cars in front of me, they had already long left. They had gotten on with their day, and here I am still sitting back at the money window, which I'm sure the people behind me were not very happy with. So I'm waiting, 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 and I see the girl, because you can see through the glass window, I can see that she keeps looking at her hand, and she keeps looking at the money that I gave her, and then she's looking at the change I gave her, and then she's looking at the bill. So I'm thinking, is she wondering why he's still at the window, and this is going to turn into another one of those I'm going to keep the nickel and run things? Well, it didn't happen. Eventually, she opened back up the window, and she gave me the nickel. But I will tell you this. It was quite a thinker this morning. She really, really had to think about it. So I got my nickel just for the update this morning, but I think she had to think about it. Which what this tells me about this whole thing is, which I've been going on now for about a week, is I think there must just be a button on the computer that you hit for exact change, and when the person handling the money realizes that you did not give them exact change, they have to do it in their head. And a lot of people have trouble doing math in their head, and they're very busy in the morning. So I think that's what's happening. I think they're hitting the exact change button because they're getting a dollar and some change, and they think I'm giving them the exact change, but some days I'm not. So this is my new deduction as to what's happening at the window at McDonald's. So there you go. That's how I see it now. But I did get my nickel. So I'm very happy about that. So that's my McDonald's story for this Monday morning. Now, we talked about Mother's Day. I do want to say this about Mother's Day, though. You know, even though it was a different Mother's Day and you couldn't take Mom out to eat and you had to do all kinds of different things to try to celebrate with Mom, and maybe you didn't even go around Mom if you have an elderly mother, it was actually one of the better Mother's Days that I can ever remember. I had a really good time yesterday with Mother's Day, and I hope everybody else did too. It was kind of different, as I say, in that we would not go out and eat, which we normally do, but it was fun. And I liked seeing people post pictures on the internet. Some people's mothers have gone on to their reward, and some people's mothers are still here, but a lot of people posted a lot of older pictures of their mothers and what they were like as kids, and some people also posted pictures of visiting maybe their mother who is, you know, maybe a few years up in age and getting to see her for the first time during this COVID crisis. I just thought it was a really nice thing. I thought it was a really nice Mother's Day from that perspective. So I enjoyed seeing that. And that's one of the perks of social media. You get to see things like that. That is very, very nice. Now, yesterday I had an interesting experience. Now, yesterday I did go out and about, partially for Mother's Day, but partially for other reasons. But regardless, I was out in the stores yesterday. Which, by the way, they were fairly busy, but they were not overly busy yesterday. I don't know if everybody went out on Saturday or what happened. But so I'm out in the store yesterday. And here's a funny thing that I noticed. I get in the line to check out. Now, normally I'll do self-checkout. But yesterday I thought I'm going to get in the line because I wanted to check the price on something. And I couldn't find one of those price checkers. So I'm getting in the line to buy the things that I want to buy, and I'm behind a guy, and I notice that on the belt he's got his stuff laid out. He was probably a guy in his 40s or 50s, and I noticed that he had about 7 or 8 of these masks, black and blue masks that you would wear over your face if you were going to go out in public during this COVID thing. And I thought, well, here's a guy who's really trying to be proactive with the whole COVID mess that we're going through right now. So I'm standing behind him, and I see he's got these 7 or 8 masks, and that's pretty well all he's got. He might have had a loaf of bread there, a loaf of bread and 7 or 8 masks. So I'm standing behind him, and we finally get up to the person who's going to pay the bill, or the person who's going to take the money, and he's going to pay the bill. Now, of course, I can hear the whole conversation because I'm standing right next to the guy, because he didn't have much on the conveyor belt and I didn't have much on the conveyor belt. So the conversation starts out like this. The person ringing up the masks rings up the masks and says to the guy, it's going to be such and such amount of money. And the guy immediately is distressed. The guy says, whoa, wait a second, how can it be that much? It was like a little over $40. And the person, the cashier, looked up at the screen and said, okay, this is what this costs, this is what this costs, this is what this costs. Well, the guy thought that the masks were a dollar less than what he bought them for. I believe they rang up for $4.99, and he thought that they were $3.99. So now there's a difference of about $7 on this order because he bought seven masks. Now, the funny thing about this was, is he immediately becomes agitated about this, and actually the masks were at the end of the registers. So the guy gets out of the line, goes back to where the masks were to see if he had read the price wrong or if the store had marked it wrong. He goes back there, and I don't know what happened, but when he comes back to the front of the register, he says, that price must have been for something else down there. And he was paying in cash, and he says, well, I just don't have enough money on me now. He said, I'm going to be a few dollars short. And he said, let's take one of those masks off. So the cashier had no problem doing that. They voided off the one mask, the $4.99 mask, which I guess got it to a price where the guy could pay. So he's still buying six masks at this point, five or six masks with his other items. So he buys them. And now as the transaction is continuing, he says to the cashier and to me, because I'm standing behind him and now he's starting to have a little conversation with me, he says, this whole thing is a hoax. And, you know, the cashier's not saying anything. And at this point, I really have nothing to say to this guy. I'm not going to tell him what he should believe and what he shouldn't believe. But here's the irony of this, which I'm sure most people can understand at this point. You're buying seven masks. You're upset about the price of the masks because you don't have enough cash on you to pay the entire bill. So all of a sudden you become agitated and you call this whole thing a hoax. Now, I don't think it's a hoax. I wouldn't say that. Certainly would not say that in public. But I know people have been saying that. But here's the thing. If I thought it was a hoax, why would I be buying seven masks? And even when I had to put back one of the seven masks, why would I still be buying six masks? If it's a hoax, why do I need a mask? So that was just weird to me that sort of thing would happen. I didn't understand it at all. All of a sudden, it became a hoax. Now, it was no hoax when the price was right for him. So I kind of wonder, it never occurred to me, but I kind of wonder if the people who think this is a hoax, this whole coronavirus thing, the people who are saying it's a hoax, I wonder if it's because maybe they're having to buy things that they don't want to buy. Maybe they don't have the money to buy the things that they want to buy. Or maybe they're losing money because of being off work, or maybe their business is not doing well because of the economy the way it is right now and the things people are able to do and not able to do with stay-at-home orders and so on and so forth. Do you think that might be driving part of this hoax thing? Because I never thought about that until yesterday, because clearly the guy was buying masks. So he had to believe in it somewhat, yet when the price was not right, it became a hoax. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I found that to be fascinating because I've heard people call it a hoax. I've heard people be very supportive of this and say, you need to wear gloves, you need to wear a mask, you need to do all these things. But I've never heard somebody who was buying masks call it a hoax. That just seems counterintuitive to me. But if you have any thoughts, give me a call. I know this whole mess, pandemic, COVID thing, has been very interesting and will be looked back as one of the most interesting times we've ever lived through, certainly sociologically, I think. 740-383-9944. Okay, so that is my mask story, and also my Mother's Day story from yesterday. Now, I made it through the weekend okay, but I almost had a mishap last night. Now, here's what happened last night. Last night, I got home. It was a little later. I mean, it was probably 7, 7:30, something like that. So, I decided I was going to cook something to eat. So, I cooked something to eat, and I got a glass and got something to drink. Now, I'm in the kitchen getting the food ready and getting something to drink ready. Now, I figure, you know what? I'm just going to go eat in the living room. I'm just going to take my plate, which has my food on it, and I'm going to take my cup, which has my drink in it, and I'm going to go and have dinner in the living room, watch a little television. You know, it's 7:30. Why not do this? So I'm walking into the living room from the kitchen, and I decide I'm going to go toward the couch and sit on the couch and put the food on the coffee table and sit there and have a nice little dinner and watch television. So I don't know if this just shows how unaware I am or clumsy I am or what happened, but this could have turned into a really nasty encounter, because in my living room, the couch is right there, obviously where I'm walking toward, and in front of the couch is the coffee table. And, you know, you don't really want to land on the coffee table or fall down and hit this thing because it's wood. Really, you don't want to fall down and hit anything, especially when you've got a plate of food and a drink in your hand. So I'm walking in to the living room. Now, my couch has these things on the end of it, you know, recliners, where you can hit the button and the recliner comes out. Now, I had not been at home pretty much all day yesterday, and I know that when I came home last night, that these recliner ends were pushed in, because I had been in the living room and I'd been sitting in there watching television for a few minutes before I decided to get something to eat. So I think you can see where this is going. I start to go into the living room. Now, this time I have a drink in one hand and I have a plate of food in the other. And it's a drink to where there is no lid. It's just a cup with liquid in it. So I'm going in, and somehow, I don't know if it was a ghost, I don't know if it was just something that happened to the couch, I don't know what happened, because I was nowhere near this seat. Somehow, the reclining bottom had reclined. And of course, I am not thinking that this thing is reclined, and I'm not noticing it because I have got the plate of food and the drink in my hand, and I'm walking toward the center of the couch to sit down and have a nice little dinner and watch a little television on a Sunday evening. So I'm walking by and didn't notice it at all, and immediately I hit this thing. Takes the legs right out from under you. And as it happens, the drink immediately went flying. The drink was gone. And, you know, it went flying all over the place. Now, thank goodness, the drink was just lemonade. So it was not anything that was going to stain any carpet or anything like that. It, you know, just basically water and lemon in it. But the food, which I had on a plate, somehow I was able to manage keeping the food on the plate and not spilling it anywhere. Didn't end up on the couch, didn't end up on the coffee table, didn't end up on the floor. Now, luckily for me, the way that I flew when this recliner knocked my legs out from under me, I flew more toward the couch than the coffee table. Thank goodness, because if I had flown more toward the coffee table, I might not be talking to you right now. I might be laid up in the hospital with, you know, broken ribs, broken neck. Who knows what would have happened? But I landed on the couch, And as I say, the drink went everywhere. It was like a rain of lemonade in the living room for a second. But I was able to keep the food on the plate and had no issues with that at all. So I was still able to eat the food, and I just had to refill the drink. But I think this is a good example of how clumsy I can be from time to time. Now, again, I don't know that this is all my fault, because it's not like I tripped over my feet or anything. The recliner was out, but I don't know how it got out. I don't know if something or somebody was out to get me. I was alone at that particular point. So, you know, I don't think there was somebody out to get me, because there was nobody there. And as I say, I had been on the couch before this had all happened anyway, so the recliner was not reclining. But yet, this was a near-death experience from yesterday. So what it got me thinking about was, because I live alone, as I've said before, a few weeks ago, somebody called in and talked about this 1,000 Ways to Die show. And for some reason, this popped into my brain as I went down. Because you can apparently die many different ways. 1,000 ways. And I thought, you know, if I had went more toward the coffee table and hit something that was on the coffee table, or hit my head on something, or whatever, nobody would have been there to see it, because I live alone. And even if I was still conscious after I hit my head on something or landed on this coffee table, I never would have called anybody, because, as you know, I have that terrible disease where I cannot call anybody. So I might have ended up on the 1,000 Ways to Die show. And this is what I thought. I thought, what a tremendous irony that would be, after I made fun of the 1,000 Ways to Die show, to end up on the 1,000 Ways to Die show. And just think of what that story would have been on the 1,000 Ways to Die show. Is that what the stories are like? I've never really seen the show. But essentially, would the story have been, he went to cook dinner, and as he was returning to his seat, somehow the recliner bottom came open, and he tripped over it and just about broke his neck, or did break his neck if you would end up on the 1,000 Ways to Die show. And then he had a disease where he could not call people on the telephone, so he laid there and kicked the bucket. Is that how that show operates? They basically tell insane tales of what's going on in people's homes. I don't know. If anybody knows, give me a ring. 740-383-9944. Or if you've had a clumsy story. That's my clumsy story from yesterday. Again, didn't hurt anything, didn't break anything, didn't bruise anything, didn't cut anything. The worst part of it was is that the drink went all over the place. Didn't even lose the food, so the food was okay. But I thought, you know, you feel like such a moron when you fall down like that. Because you think, how could I have not noticed that? How could I have not realized that was about to happen? So that is my story. If you have one, feel free to share it on this Monday morning. 740-383-9944. Now, here's another thing I learned while I was at the store as well. I've always thought about this. Because as I've said many times on this show, I am a remorse shopper. When I go out and shop, for some reason, I will see something that I want, and I will not buy it. Because in my own mind, I think, well, once I get it, I won't really need it. So that's what I call a remorse buyer, and usually I don't buy it. Now, if it's somebody else, I'll buy it for them. If somebody else says to me, I want this, I need this, blah, 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 I'll do that. Gifts. I'm very good with gifts on people's birthday and at Christmas time and things like that. I don't have much remorse buying there either. But when it comes to myself, I for some reason have some kind of remorse buying disease where I cannot buy a gift. I always double think it and or overthink it, and I don't buy the gift. Well, here's what I noticed yesterday when I was at the store. Because a lot of people were buying a lot of things. Now, I don't know if they were buying them for their mothers, or if they were buying them for themselves, or maybe if they were buying them for their wives, who a lot of people treat like their mothers because it's the mother of their kid. I don't know. I just know that people were buying a lot of stuff yesterday that was not food. But you could notice two different types of people. It was people who were just loading up the cart with whatever they wanted, and then there were these people who were kind of looking through everything and kind of would put something in the cart, and then they would put it back on the shelf, and that's kind of how they were shopping. So here's what I've decided. I think some people are just thrifty shoppers, and I think some people are just not thrifty shoppers. I think some people go into the store, and no matter what they want, they buy it, and it makes them feel better. There is a component to that, too. There's a whole theory of thought, and it's been around for a long time, that buying things makes people happy. Now, does that really last a long time? Probably not. I mean, you get the thing you want, and you put it wherever you want it, or do whatever you want with it, and then it becomes old just like everything else, so it's like a Band-Aid for a second for whatever problem you're having. And then, so that would be your non-thrifty buyer. But your thrifty buyer always thinks about it and thinks, well, do I need this? Do I not need this? You know, what would I do with this? Is it just going to end up in a garage in a pile with a bunch of other stuff? So I think I think it really doesn't have anything to do with money. This is one of the things I noticed as well. I don't think that, because what you would think is you would think that people who were non-thrifty shoppers had a lot of money because they're buying more. And you would think that people who are thrifty shoppers had less money because they're thinking over every purchase. I don't think that's the case. A matter of fact, I think it's the complete opposite. I think the people who are thinking about buying it maybe have a little more money, and maybe that's how they became to have a little more money, or came to have a little more money, because they're a little thrifty about everything. And maybe the people who are buying everything don't have much money because they're buying everything. And maybe those are just character traits. I don't know. Do any of you have a wife or a husband or somebody in your family who is a thrifty or a non-thrifty shopper? Or does anybody else out there have buyer's remorse like I do? 44 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have a shopping story? What kind of shopper are you when it gets right down to it? And remember, thrifty is just a word that most people would probably call cheap. Which cheap is not an awful word. I just call it thrifty. Cheap is thrifty to me. 740-383-9944. Do you have any type of a shopping story that you would like to share today? This is what I do when I go out to the store. You know, normally when I'm at the store, I'm there to buy something and get in and get out. But I think I've also become just an observer of people's picadillos, people's mannerisms, people's actions when they're in the store. That's how I noticed this guy who was buying the face masks, and that's how I noticed this whole thing going on with thrifty and non-thrifty buying, as I will call it, on the program today. All right. What else did we want to mention? Oh, I know one thing we wanted to mention. Yesterday, Mother's Day, was Martha Dowse's birthday. The First Lady of Dance here in Marion celebrated a birthday yesterday. And we send our best wishes. I don't know if Martha is listening this morning, but I know Martha had a great birthday yesterday. And we wish Martha Dowse, the First Lady of Dance, dance teacher in the Marion area for well over 75 years now. 75 years she's had her dance studio in town, celebrated a birthday yesterday, and Martha calls into this show pretty well quite regularly. So we wanted to give Martha our best birthday wishes. Been friends with Martha for a long time. Love Martha a lot. So happy birthday, Martha, yesterday. I hope you celebrated in a big, big way. Martha Dowse just keeps on going, and we are so happy for that. There's one of the true icons in this community. Martha Dowse, First Lady of Dance. And as I always say, Martha just had her own way of doing things. The way she dressed, the way she talked, the way she did things, the parties she did. Martha was always just on the money. So happy birthday, Martha. I hope you're out there listening, and I hope you had a great time yesterday. Okay. Now, this, you know, this is kind of a much broader subject to get into here before I get into a subject I just want to ask you, the listening audience, about. I spent some time. Now, here's what I have come to realize. I spent some time with some people this weekend. And here is what I've come to realize about people. It was different groups of people, different days. Here's what I thought about this last night. Here's the type of things I think about on a Sunday night. There are certain groups of people in your life, for whatever reason, who can bring you out of any kind of a bad mood and kind of lift you up. Now, I'm not saying I was in a bad mood, because to be honest with you, this weekend, I was not in a bad mood at all. And I have started to appreciate, in a way, the people who are in my life a little more than maybe I used to. Because it occurred to me yesterday, last night, that I had had this great weekend. And I was thinking, you know, the weather wasn't particularly all that nice, and we are still in the middle of this pandemic. So why was this weekend so much fun? What did I do? What happened that was so much fun? And basically, the only thing that I could come up with was that it was the people who I was around, who were just basically fun, nice people. You know, told jokes, told stories, just had fun. And I hope, and again, this is back to the pandemic thing, I hope that during this time that you have your own close circle of friends, and maybe other people, and maybe family, that can always bring you out of what kind of ever state of mind you are in. Because that really does work. That really can happen. So I was really, really appreciative of the people that I was around this past weekend. And maybe it was just because I was around more people this past weekend than I would have been in a normal weekend. Because over the last 6 weeks, you just don't spend a whole lot of time around a whole lot of people because of this whole mess going on. You might spend time around one or two people, but it's not a big group of people. And I'm not saying this was a big group of people. We were still under 10 in the groups that we were in. But it was just a fun time, spending time with these people. So I had a great time this past weekend, and the people who I was with know who they are. And it was just enjoyable. So I guess I thank them for particular. Now, on to our next subject here. And I'm getting some messages here that I'm just looking at. Okay. Well, you know, it could be that the guy who was buying the masks at the store was buying them for work. And I certainly understand that. A lot of people now have to wear masks at work. This is no new thing. But the person did not seem to go into it being a hoax until he could not afford to pay for them, and the masks were not the price he thought they were. Now, again, they might have been mandatory. He might have had to buy them for work. That's fine. I understand that. But what does the cashier care if it's a hoax or not? And you didn't have a problem with it being a hoax until you didn't have the money to pay for them. So, I don't know. I just, to go out in public and start, in a big store, to go out in public and start claiming that it's a hoax when you've got masks in your cart looks a little ironic, and you might have been buying them for work, but I still think there's some kind of irony involved in that particular situation. Now, on to the next subject here. I think you have a ghost living in your house. You said you don't believe, so now they're proving they exist by pulling your recliner out. Now, It is true on this program that I have said that I do not believe in ghosts. Now, this is true. I don't believe in ghosts. So, here's the thing. I don't think this was a ghost. I think what happened was the recliner just reclined. Because, here's the deal. Now, if the ghosts are now trying to show me that they exist by trying to kill me, then I'm not sure I want to believe in ghosts. Because I really don't want a ghost who is going to, end my life. I think that sometimes people... And this is the only instance I have of this, of anything like that happening. So I don't think it's a ghost. And here's the reason. Here's one of the main reasons that I don't believe in ghosts. The number one obvious reason is that I've never seen one. So, it's one of those things as if I would have thought I would have seen one by now. If they do present themselves in people's homes and workplaces and other places. So I've never seen a ghost, that's number one. Number two is that I'm not exactly sure what a ghost is supposed to be. Is a ghost somebody who was here at one point? Is a ghost just a spirit that was never here? What exactly is a ghost supposed to be? And what powers does a ghost have? Can a ghost recline a recliner? Because here's the thing. If I was a ghost, I do not think that I would want to spend eternity trying to prove to people that I was real by knocking recliners back, trying to trip people up. It's very, very strange. So I would not think that would be how a ghost would want to spend eternity, reclining people's recliners. But if that's how you want to spend the rest of eternity, I guess that's what you want to do. So that's why I don't believe in ghosts. Does anybody have a feeling on ghosts? 54 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Do you believe in ghosts? Don't you believe in ghosts? Have you ever had a ghost encounter? That would be something to hear. Got about 6 minutes left in this hour, a whole nother hour on the other side. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp this morning, 10:10 a.m. until 11 a.m., and then Voice of a People today, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m., all here today on WWGH Radio. Now, have you ever had a ghost experience, or do you believe in ghosts? That is the question that is currently on the table with what happened to me yesterday with the recliner coming out and me coming very close to breaking my neck and possibly ending up on the Thousand Ways to Die show. But wrapping up what I was saying about people, such a fun weekend with such great people, and I appreciated that time that I had this past weekend. And I think in some ways I'm going to make an effort more often to be around people, those type of people, and maybe those people just in general, because it was so much fun. And I'll tell you, the weekend blew right by because of it. But what a fun weekend I had. So that is a nice thing to say about Mother's Day weekend when the weather was not particularly nice. Now, Friday, we started having a conversation on this show about funny things that people eat. And I was talking about how I like to do the cottage cheese and the whipped cream and the dry jello and mix it all up. And a matter of fact, I was telling that to somebody last night, and they said, well, why don't you put cream cheese in it? Cream cheese instead of cottage cheese. Now, I don't know if that would work, because it's the whipped cream that kind of makes the cottage cheese a little more sweet, so it's a little more like a dessert. So I don't know if the whipped cream would be enough to overpower the cream cheese. So I don't know if that would turn out very well. I'll tell you something I used to make. And again, I'm not diabetic or anything of that nature, but I do try to watch, for whatever reason, most of the time, things with sugar and things with flour. I just don't eat a whole lot of those things, unless I go out to eat or something like that. And I used to make these things, and I have not made them in a long time. But they used to be very good. What it used to be was you would take cream cheese, and you would mix it with whipping cream. Now, I cannot remember, not to be confused with whipped cream. Now, I can't remember what the measurements were. I think it was just like a cup of whipping cream or a half a cup of whipping cream and a block of the cream cheese. But you would mix this all together, and so not to have any sugar in it, you would put like equal or sweet and low in there, whatever you would want to just not make it a little sweet. And then what you would do is you would pour these into little separate dishes. You could bake them all in a big dish if you wanted, but you would essentially put them in there like a cheesecake with no crust on the bottom. And then you would bake it in the oven until the top of it was just kind of starting to get brown, and that meant the thing was cooked all the way through. Now, that used to be very good. Now, I won't say that it tasted like cheesecake. I don't know that it tasted exactly like cheesecake, but it kind of tasted maybe more like a custard kind of a dessert. It had a very good taste to it. It wasn't bad at all. And you would eat it warm. And even if you had let the dish cool, you would still warm it up in the microwave before you ate it. And then you'd put whipped cream on it and a little dollop of whipped cream on the top and eat it and enjoy it. But there was no sugar in that. There was no flour in that. And that was very good. And I'd forgotten about making that. I have not made that in years and years and years. I should try to remember what that recipe is and try to make that again, because that was a very good dessert, and again, had no sugar in it, no flour in it. So it was a good dessert if you are a diabetic. I'm not a diabetic, but that's just one of those things. Now, so I'm getting word that somebody tried asparagus yesterday, and apparently they liked it. This is a good thing. Somebody who doesn't normally try other dishes. But hey, asparagus is good. Asparagus is not bad at all. You know what? We're coming up on a break here in about a minute. We're going to be back with a whole nother hour here on this Monday, May the 11th. But think during this thing about weird things you've ever eaten, or maybe things that are very good that you still like to eat, or maybe something that a family member has eaten, or maybe something that you've ventured out of your comfort zone and eaten recently. We could go through that this morning. That would be a lot of fun. 740-383-9944 would be the number to call. 740-383-9944. It's 59 and a half minutes on this Monday morning, May the 11th, 2020. You're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com, or you can download the free TuneIn app, absolutely free, on any mobile device and listen anywhere free in the world. We're going to step out momentarily, be back in about 10 minutes with much more. Don't you dare go away.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green talking about meeting legendary talk show host Ed Sullivan.
Do you remember the time you met him?